Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Woke everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. That was the worst welcome I've ever done.
Yeah, you just said woke.
I just said woke everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast.
You said woke everyone, which was your response to the general election on Friday, wasn't
it? Woke everyone. Get up. Get out. How are we? All right?
I'm very well, thank you. This is the first podcast we've ever done under a non-conservative government.
That's crazy, isn't
it? That's mad.
Yeah.
That is mad. We didn't even see the coalition on this bad boy.
We didn't.
It was pure Tory.
Who did we see? We saw Boris.
We saw Boris.
Liz.
We saw
Rishi.
Liz. Did we not see? No, we didn't see.
This is our fourth Prime Minister.
This is our fourth Prime Minister. And I'll tell you what, we're going stronger than they are.
Yes, indeed.
I can tell you that much. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Out of all the Prime Ministers that have been on, who would listen to the Sloppy Joes the most?
I think we could get big in the Truss household.
Do you think?
I think so. I think her Kwarteng, when they're doing their sort of debriefs, when they're going over where it went wrong, I think they like Sloppy Joes as a bit of light relief.
Yeah. 1 out of 10 club. Lettuce.
Yes.
Paul.
Absolutely, yeah.
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Great to be here. I love it here. It's so good.
You tell you what, though, genuinely.
So your hair.
You sound. What? What's up with his hair?
What?
His hair's fine.
Oh, I don't know. I've just been running around. We just sat down. We haven't really prepared for this.
We just dove into it.
Yeah. So I've not really thought about my looks.
You sound a lot healthier than you did on the last episode. How are you feeling?
Oh, yes. I did. I was on the edge last episode.
You were. Your health was of concern, wasn't it, to us and the viewers?
I thought about ending it all.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I say viewers, by the way. If you're watching this, we also are on Spotify. As you might imagine, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, you know, Google Play Store, wherever you get your podcast, we are there in audio fashion as well. So if you want to check us out there, make sure you do. Just as a little, just so people know. Also, on Patreon, the link is in the description, sign up very, very cheap. And you get extra content. You get early access to all the podcasts and you get extra content when we do it. I put out a news video last week, me just going through the news. And, you know, if you want access to that, make sure you check out the Patreon. What have you been up to?
Well, we teased that it was going to be an Ethan James big holiday bonanza special.
Oh, yes.
And I sort of really want to get into it. I want to get to Newcastle. I want to get to the flights. I want to know everything. I want to know how your holiday was, Ethan.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So, for those who don't know, I went on another lads holiday.
How does Nisha feel about you going on lads holidays?
Because here's the truth. She knows you're a shagger.
Yes.
She knew that when she met you. She knows it now. She knows you. How does she handle that?
Well, she can't. She just has to. She just has to let
there's
it
no,
happen.
There's no stopping it, is there? She knows that.
When a man has the heart of an animal.
Come on. What was that? Because that transplant you had when you were a kid.
Oh, well, that aside...
Yeah, the genitals of a what?
A wasp.
Oh, no, well, that is a bit of a stinger.
Oh,
oof. Okay, shouldn't
and when he shoots his load, he dies.
I think he's admitted to having chlamydia, though.
Ooh.
Bit of a stinger. Oh. Anyway, all of that's a joke. You're not that kind of guy, but you do love a lad's holiday.
Oh, yes, I love a lad's holiday. And one thing that's not a lie, Drew, is that I love a beer.
Ooh, baby. What's this? Ethan, have you ever heard this one before?
Oh, yeah. Clip that.
Oh, well,
Ethan, you're not pretty...
Right, so...
Oh, yes, please, what were those, please, bartender?
How many days were you there?
We were there for seven.
It's a long time for
a
lads holiday, isn't it?
That's the sort of... That's your early 2000 lads holiday, before people realised that five was the optimum amount of days.
Yeah, do you get it on, like, a package deal? Or do you sort of just do your own thing, like, find your own villas and flights and stuff?
A luxury villa we booked.
Ooh. This could be yours, a luxury villa for seven nights with all of Ethan's friends. All you have to do is be in the wrong friendship group for 15 years.
It had a pool... And a hot tub.
No, it didn't. That's quality.
Oh, yes. Where was it, sorry?
Albufeira of Portugal, which seems to be like the new place, really, doesn't it?
Oh, does it?
It's been there for a while, though, hasn't it?
Oh, it's existed for many years.
Oh, right, but it's a new place.
Oh, at the minute, yes, it is indeed. And it all started off in Newcastle, and funnily enough, over a pint. Or if you in Purdy's case, the big fucker of the group, the big drinker of the group, he accidentally ordered a half pint.
Oh, I bet that was bad. Straight away. I bet he ordered a half pint because he couldn't quite grasp how much it was costing for
that's
a full pint.
Exactly it.
I've seen that before, where you go onto the menu and they lure you in by on the app by suggesting that a pint is going to cost you £3.40.
Yeah.
You click on it, it takes you to another page where then it offers you the price deals,
yep.
e.g. a full pint for £7 or half pint for £3.40. Is that
vile? Scam.
So you're in Newcastle and what happens?
So that it presented an opportunity to me when Purdy had that half pint, in the sense that I could overtake him very early in the day, 6 a.m. in fact, and I wonder how long I could keep it going. So it set us up for quite a messy first day.
So
are
you
say.
Flying from Newcastle?
No. I went back to Newcastle. You want to be part of the group for all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you do.
But what's
yeah,
the airport? Like sorry, what's the airport?
Newcastle Airport.
Okay, so Newcastle Airport.
Is it like a little small one, like one little plane an hour or something?
It's a bit smaller, but I also must say that another reason why I went back is that Nick sorts everything and I don't have to do any planning whatsoever.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Loves are that. You the Nick of the group?
No. I'm not the Nick of the group. I'm not quite the Ethan of the group. You're the Purdy of the group, by the way.
Cheeky bastard.
Big,
why?
Big drinker.
Big right. boy.
You love a night out.
What did you say?
I'm probably the Ethan of the group, yeah.
I like organising stuff.
I sort of dip my toe into organising, but mostly what I'm doing is saying why the thing that someone else has spent hours and hours planning isn't that good. I'm the annoying, horrible one to be around.
Like
but I try not to be like that. I try to just at least admit that the other person's planned it and go along with it.
I've organised 2 30th birthdays. Daryl's and Becky's. I think.
Well, one's for yours, which you thought you told everyone you were 30 this year. And
I'm not 30 this year. I listened back to that pod. I literally say I'm 28, now I'm 29. Anyway, Ethan.
So you're in Newcastle Airport.
Oh, yes. And then I'm already leading the race by half a pint. Actually, I think I had another one there. So it was an early lead for the James at 6:30 a.m. And
he's off to a clean start.
It was a wonderful start, and it led into the night. We went on to, so in Albufeira, there's obviously like your classic strip. And off we went there, down the strip. People
are you still ahead?
I'm still ahead. I'm fighting. We used a comparison throughout the holiday that stuck, where I was referring to myself as the Sheffield United of the group against Purdy, who was City. And 1-0 up early on, and the fans can't quite believe it.
You're just hanging on for dear life, aren't
and
you?
And every time I had like another shot, I'd be like, oh, there's another shot for Sheffield United.
That works.
Oh, and it's a big chance, and they're really dominating now. And I'd like shook them down a bit more, and the fans would really believe that it's going to be a big day for the
when
James.
When you say the fans, is this the other people in the party?
Yeah, or just myself and another voice.
In their head.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the beer of choice out there?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Oh, that is. What's it called?
Carlin.
No, it starts with an S.
An S? Is it the Spaniel?
Not Star of Brahman.
Star of Brahman.
No, I've never heard. Oh, Superbock.
Superbock, of course, Portuguese.
Superbock. What a great.
Superbock, yeah, yeah.
And there's Sagrada.
Sagrada?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is it called?
Yeah, which is shit.
Okay.
That's why I didn't remember.
So, how did it go then? You're 50 metres into this 100 metre race. Yeah. You're basically 2 or 3 feet in front.
Yeah.
You've got Justin Gatlin, a.k.a. Purdy, on your right-hand shoulder. Yeah. You're Usain Bolt. Can you make it to the finish line?
Well, it gets to a point, Joe, where the next round comes in and I say, leave me out of this.
Oh,
he's felt a hamstring go, hasn't he?
No.
He's felt a tweak. He's felt a tweak.
And
he's going to come off. He's going to... go on.
Purdy's rubbing his big paws together.
Oof. Oh, how big are his paws, yeah?
City smell blood.
Oh.
And... But I must say, the lads did fight back and did pull it back with an equaliser. But come the 80th minute, City just pulled away. 2-1, 3-1. Sheffield United really fell down to the knees. Their balance was starting to go at this point. They'd given so much.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where they just ran so much, they were sick from running.
Oh.
They were.
Were you sick, yeah?
But again, it was a decision from the manager. It was a tactical trunder that was ordered amongst the squad.
Sick. I feel it.
So he went so big, he was sick.
Yeah, but this was at 4 a.m. in the hot tub where I mean,
he was sick in a hot tub.
Oh my
god!
I got
he's making his own soup.
Jesus.
He's made his own soup.
No, that's actually knocked me. Sideways.
That's vile. A little bit of
that's
minestrone
awful.
Floating in the hot tub, eh?
Oh,
carrots. It's always carrots.
Always carrots.
It's always carrots.
It is always, isn't it?
So what kind of events did you do? Normally you go to like places like, what's that place called? You went to strippers last time.
Yeah, you went. You had a full English breakfast every single day last
time.
No,
it was a brothel.
Oh, of course.
We break in this wonderful Sloppy Joe's podcast to tell you about Wingfest Manchester. Oh, bloody hell, it's back. So not only have they got the amazing ones in London and Bristol, but they've been waiting to announce that Manchester 2024 is happening. The precise dates are Friday night, belting, Saturday and Sunday on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of September. The best chicken wings in the world, music, booze, loads of fun. Victoria Baths is the location. It's absolutely stunning and you can get your tickets now. I'm going to be there every single day of the week. We're in talks with the Sloppers to try and get them on the DJ decks again. Wonderful. So get your tickets for Wingfest Manchester again Friday, Saturday, Sunday on in September. Go into the link below, click the tickets, get them. See you there.
This time, so some in previous years we subscribed to something called Party Hard, which is
what's that?
Which is not
is just a mindset.
I was going to say it's not just the company, but it's what we subscribe to whenever you go on one of these trips. But this year we just decided to make our own calls.
Party soft.
Party soft. Well, it was a little bit softer because we decided to do some activities.
Oh, nice. Like it.
And you can win the chance to go quad biking through the Portuguese Riviera.
Is that kind of stuff you did?
It's funny you say that. So the first activity was called dune buggying.
Oh! Who do you think you are, Neil Armstrong?
Well, I felt like it because it was a large step for me climbing onto that big metal piece and off... And off we went into the dusty countryside.
Are these one-man buggies? Is there two of you? Is there four of you?
So it was me and Nick. Nick was driving for the first half, it was agreed. And we're hopping and we're following a little convoys underway. And at the very front of the pack, two females who decided to drive a quad bike.
All right, stop there.
Hold on. Yeah. Like, were they allowed?
Fuck off. Like what? What do you mean two females who decided to drive a quad bike?
That's two German females.
No, German, even worse.
What do you mean? Right, this may have to get sliced out. What do you mean? What's surprising about women driving a quad bike?
It was more so the quad bike, and also
the quad bike.
Hey, I've left you alone now, Ethan. You're on your own here.
Because everyone else was in dune buggies.
Right.
They had a Fiat 500.
And they... They were women.
Okay.
And there was no other women there. Right.
No.
So the combination was quite unlikely.
And how were they nice? Did you speak to them?
Didn't speak to them, but we watched them.
Oof, that's
not in a creepy way.
Creepy.
I think they could be the judges. And actually, I think we could be the judges.
Very creepy.
Do you think him making note of the fact that two German women were riding a quad bike and stared at him the whole time, do you think that's creepy?
A little bit.
Didn't stare, although there was one moment that happened early on where it all turned to a disaster.
you forgot your own catchphrase then, didn't you?
Go on.
You were like, what do I normally say here?
What do I normally say? A great tragedy struck,
that's it.
Something like that. And it all went wrong. So what happened was that the girls were in the way. And it's not just in the countryside. To get to bits of the countryside, you must go on the normal roads.
Oh, shit. Oh, dear.
And the first corner, she drives off the road into a big metal gate.
Oh, my God.
And they really welly themselves because they're going at like 20 miles an hour.
What the fuck?
And they damaged the front of the quad bike.
Don't worry about the quad bike. Two human beings have just smashed into a gate.
What about the gate? Was the gate all right?
No, don't worry about the gate either.
Well, we had to sign a contract at the start saying if a quad bike was to go missing or a dune buggy, it's €14,000.
Oh.
And if you damage it, it's your €150 deposit plus possibly more depending on the damage.
Oh, shit.
So it's not a great start for the females.
Are the people okay?
Well, the instructor ran off in a big panic, running over, and they were all right.
Ran him over?
They weren't run over. He ran over to see if they were all right. And the lass at the front, we all decided early on, her day was done. So we put her on the back of the other bike, and the other lass started driving it.
Where's she gone, the first one?
She's just been bundled into the back.
Taken to hospital or something?
Just kept her there. We just put her there.
In the boot?
Just on the back. Just flopped her on the back.
Flopped her? Is she all right?
She's all right. A bit shook up, I think.
And her mate's just driven off without her?
And the adventure continues.
Yeah, go on,
we go through, and it gets to the halfway point to say we're speeding through. Nick's loving it. He's driving us at a great pace. And at the halfway point, the instructor comes over and goes, "Listen, lads, the other instructor's going to take the females off."
Stop saying the females.
In one
Can we
direction.
Use the word women, please?
He's going to take the German women
Don't
off.
Don't need to say where they're from.
The German women.
The Germans.
Just tuning in now.
Taking off the women in another direction so that we can go really fast.
What in the sexist vision of hell is going on here? Yeah, let's just get the women out of the way so the blokes can actually go at proper speed. But not being held back by... What is the suggestion here?
If I may...
I tell you what, lads. You go without me. I'm going to just take these two German women off to one side in a country in the middle of nowhere that they aren't from.
What's going to happen next then? So they go to one side and
Which
then you're just
mad.
Going to go full on.
This is the most sexist thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
And then off we go and it's James now at the wheel. And everyone's singing, "How good does it feel?" That's what they're all singing. All the fans.
Yeah.
And whilst I'm driving away, the guy says, "Now we have the opportunity, now we've got them out of the way."
No, he didn't say that. Did he say that?
"Now we've got them out of the way."
This is awful.
But it's because they drove off into a door straight away.
It's Portugal, isn't it? They're off their heads over.
Right, that's got to get caught. That's two things. Okay, remember them.
Yeah,
carry on.
You'll never know
so
the
now
first
we've
one,
got,
but that's definitely stated.
So it's not the fact that they're women, but they seem to have proven themselves to be maybe subpar drivers by smashing into a gate instantly.
Mm.
Okay, let's go with that as the line. And they're out of the way. Now we can, us competent, happen to be male, but not important drivers, can now carry on as we were.
Well, I was very anxious, you see. I was scared about going at such a pace down round the dusty roads of Portugal. But then, once I hit 60 kilometres per hour at a real tight bend, some adrenaline rush just came through me where I felt invincible.
You took a corner at 60 miles an hour.
60 kilometres per
60
hour.
60 kilometres, that's about 44, 45.
That's astonishing.
It was lightning quick, dangerous. It could have hurt us. But I just fell in love with it in that moment. And I was zooming round. And I remember Jack saying to us, he said, "I was really having doubts about you, Ethan, but you're an excellent driver."
Oh, that's nice.
I'll not get into the story today of how I've absolutely obliterated someone's wing mirror in a car.
That happened today, by the
oh
way.
Oh, my God.
I came in this morning and went, "How you doing, mate?" He went, "Oh." And I went, "Oh, what's happened?" "I smashed into someone's wing mirror in the car park just now."
Which car park? The one... Are you still driving into work?
He's driving into fucking other cars is what he's doing.
And I just got a real adrenaline rush for it. I really enjoyed the dune buggy and it gave me a real chance to conquer my fears on this holiday.
Amazing. Like, holding eye contact and stuff.
Mm. Oh, weighing at your urinals.
Oh, not
chatting
quite.
To your dad. Cut that. Sorry.
No. That's good.
Sorry.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said. Carry on.
Sorry, Ethan. I was only messing about. I'm sorry. I was joking.
But.
Sorry.
What did occur was the kayak.
Oh! They call it the dune buggy of the sea.
I fucking love a kayak.
And this is when all the troubles occur.
Oh, it was going so well.
Yeah, the sexist sort of departmentation of the two women on the trip, never to be seen again, isn't where the trouble occurred. It's this.
From this moment on, every member of the holiday suffered an injury.
Oh, yeah, I love this. Get into the good shit.
Andy, on boarding the kayak, straightened his back 100 yards from the shore while swimming to it and had to be rescued from a speedboat.
You joking?
Oh, mad.
Oh, yes, it was all over for the hunt very early on.
So he's down.
Who?
You presumably go back to the hotel with him, make sure he's okay, take him to the doctors.
We'll just leave him on the speedboat where he seems to start flirting with the Portuguese man on there.
Good on him.
Yes. And then after that, whilst we're in the deep, deep blue waters, Purdy is on his kayak and he's famously scared of the sea.
Oh, shit.
And the instructor topples him off into the sea.
What?
For a big prank.
Chucks him in the drink.
Shucks him in the drink and Purdy is panicking.
Oh,
like a big whale. He keeps slipping off the kayak as he tries to drag himself on.
Oh, awful.
This is horrible.
I once got stuck in the sea for an hour.
Really?
No one knew what to do.
What do we mean no one knew what to do?
We hired a boat, we took it out. And I jumped off the boat and I couldn't get back on it. I was stuck in the sea.
What did they do?
had to hold on as we went all the way back.
No, they didn't.
They didn't. Either. Eventually, I mustered up the strength to get on. My mum cried. I was only 12. Big boy couldn't get back on the boat, could he?
Oh,
there's no ladders. There's no ladders.
We'll have to leave him. I'm leaving the big boy out at sea.
Sad that.
So that's why. That's where the first ever manatee come from, isn't it?
What?
A big 12-year-old gets chucked off a boat, can't get back on, and eventually sort of fossilises and crusts over and looks a bit like somewhere between a walrus and a seal, and they just leave him to swim in the fresh waters of the Florida Keys.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Ethan?
And then once Purdy had boarded his kayak eventually, Nick tried to get back on at the same time and sent him back in the drink. And panic was just written over Purdy's face. Me and Jack then decided to paddle away in our kayak all the way back to shore, but no one knew what the next day would have in store.
Oh my God, this is unbelievable.
This is class.
Where everyone decided to go, but me, because I'm sensible, and Purdy, because he was already shaken up. Cliff jumping.
What?
Jumping off cliffs.
Into?
The sea. Yeah.
A car park.
No car park.
Into the sea.
That was the holiday.
Blimey.
And I must say, the first one, so I was told, so the legends have it, was 10 metres up in the air, and that was the smallest.
That's not bad, actually. Have you ever jumped off a 10-metre diving board?
I've done cliff jumping before, but not to the extent of a 10-metre one, just a sort of...
Yeah,
actually,
just a little mini one.
Five, maybe.
Done a couple of three or fours.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
And cliff one of four is where it all ended for Jack very early on.
Shit.
Before he jumped off, he got his jump completely wrong.
Oh my God.
And fell in a belly flop almost motion. Ooh. Where he bruised all his ribs and had to sit up for the rest of the holiday. I wasn't allowed to laugh because of the pain.
Well, it wouldn't have been a trouble with you lot around.
Fuck me.
He was fine.
And then...
The problem with these cliff jumps, you know, sometimes when it goes wrong, genuinely, people just die.
Yeah.
You hit your head on a cliff, you'd land in the wrong spot and there's a rock under there, you land on a...
Are you going to tell
someone
us someone's died?
Well.
Fuck off. Imagine if this is how he did it, if it was. He hadn't mentioned it until now. He's been back for a week.
They're saving it for the podcast, and then they're saving it for the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's not mentioned, but it was Ethan that died.
Oh.
And he won't actually pass away until he tells us on the podcast. And then he'll just turn into ashes and just float away like Voldemort in Philosopher's Stone.
And then Adam jumped off, and he landed on his bum, and it all bruised up, all yellow. And he became injured. And he jumped off and then hurt his neck.
What the fuck is... Why don't we stop after the first two people
have... Bumgate.
Bumgate.
And then Nick did a somersault.
Wow.
And had to get airlifted after he hit his head.
No, you're joking.
I'm joking.
Oh, fucking hell. I hated that.
He just
did a somersault and hurt his neck in the water.
Oh my God. How high are we at this point?
Oh, unimaginable, I was told.
I was told? Yeah, modern technology doesn't measure that high.
Oh. What did you do whilst they were doing it? Did you go back home to the luxury villa?
Oh, I was just sitting back at the villa, not realising that an oyster I had the other day was working its way through my system, bringing me down slowly.
What? Why did you eat an oyster? Was this for the first time ever?
First ever time. Nick said, you want one of my oysters in exchange for a prawn? I said, yes. The following day.
Fuck me, what a deal.
Tis a captain's deal
indeed. A prawn for an oyster.
A prawn for an oyster, no harm done, as they say at sea.
Isn't it?
And the next day.
A scampi for an oyster, a clam for a prawn.
Go on.
And the next day, Joe. And the next day.
My mackerel and your sardine, good boy.
Go on.
I was stricken with illness.
Oh, no! Awful.
18 hours worth of sleep. I thought it was the worst Italians in the world that I had the night before, but I maintain it was the oysters.
Mm.
And 18 hours of sleep, hallucinating. I said it on the last one that I woke up shouting for my oar from Nick. Because I was all confused and hot and bothered. But anyway, we got back on it. Enjoying the last few nights. A shit shirt night. I might put, if I write down now, if I'm clever enough.
Shit shirt.
Shit shirt.
Wow, look at these.
I'm just downloading.
Ethan, when are you going to put your shit shirt on?
Yeah, Ethan's is just one of the best shirts he's ever worn.
Yeah.
So I got away with that because Jack bought for me and didn't quite understand the whole game. So I go away.
He just thought it was the normal shit you always wear.
To describe, because I'm not going to put them all in, because not too happy. So Andy's was like almost like an apron on the front kind of thing that went there, and it was see-through almost.
That's not bad.
Like netting. I think
he's pulling it off.
He's looking all right there.
Nick's got a good big golden bra.
Yeah, that's good.
Jack's got a chrome kind of shiny top.
It's
all
very much
the pink.
Of a theme, isn't it? Did you all pick this independently of each other?
It's just who's the shittest you can get.
Yeah.
And
yours is actually quite nice.
I was over the moon because we did a little catwalk.
Did you do a shit trainers thing as well for yours?
No, that was just because the dune bugging really took it out of them. They're only a day old.
I'm really joking. They're nice trainers. They're nice. So the shit night, how did that go down? Did anyone... Because obviously people talk about that holiday, finding partners, pulling back to the hotel. Was there any of that? Obviously you weren't, but what are your lads on it?
We're a bunch of losers, funnily enough, Joe. But a few of us have girlfriends. I think Purdy won't mind
more
me saying.
More full there, eh?
Purdy won't mind me saying that the 24-month dry streak is continuing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's over 24 months.
Oh, you won't mind me saying that whatsoever.
I'm sure he won't. Bloody hell. So how was it overall then?
It was a great trip. And you were wondering before the podcast, Joe, you said that I sent a message.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I woke up to a message in the Sloppy Joe's WhatsApp that just said Ethan James has deleted this message.
Mm.
What was that?
So I do recall this. This was like 3-4 in the morning. And yeah, I remember seeing it the next day. Waka Waka was playing
in the
club, and I just said something along the lines of Waka Waka's playing right now. I really believe this is the time for Africa, and we should do more about their shortage in food supply.
He just put that in the group at 4 in the morning.
I looked at it and I thought, that's not very... It meant well, but it was very... it was a bit of a random one, I thought.
Yeah, it is a bit unusual.
Do you know what
that,
I know you've got, Ethan? Sometimes you won't hear from him for days. Yeah. He'll never reply to sort of really important issues, but then he will now and again pop up with a random message just saying waka waka.
So out of 10, how are you rating the holiday?
Oh, it was a great trip, apart from the illness and then more illness after that.
Mm-hmm.
And the food was awful from the Italians, the worst food I've ever had.
What was the best thing you ate then? Was it just all shit?
Steak.
Oh, God, steak.
Four times, I think I had it.
Oh, steak four times. He's off his head.
Yeah,
they don't really have food in Portugal, that's their own.
Absolutely not true.
They've got that
every
custard thing.
Every country has food.
Oh, the Nessa, what are they called?
Nessandorma.
And Nando's.
So how are you rating it out of 10?
I'll give it an 8.
Woo! Well done, that sounds like a good trip. Sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah.
Getting hurt is always funny, isn't it? Yeah. As long as it's at a level.
On the side. Do we have, are we have to go eat straight away, or do we have time to talk about your big charity?
We've got time to talk about it. I think because the thing is still up. I'm gonna cancel it tonight. But the
do you remember this, Ethan? So obviously me and you.
Yeah. Do you remember
Sloppy
this?
Sloppy Joe's was kindly invited to do an ab sale for charity. We raised some money for it as well. Me and Ethan, unfortunately, away for the event.
Unfortunately for who?
Well, I would love to ab sale. I love being a daredevil.
Yeah, you love it so much that you never do it. But you love saying you would.
You can't just go abseiling down Trafford Centre every now and again.
But what? Okay, you said I love being a daredevil. Give me your daredevil credentials.
The biggest
in the last few years.
Go on. I dare you to say whatever you just stopped yourself.
I thought I had a little joke there.
Go on. What's his credentials?
The biggest daredevil thing Joe does is scoff at those devil legs.
Yeah, very good. Right, you nice. Dare to devil leg.
So it was on the 29th of June.
Yeah.
How was it?
I didn't do it.
Did you not?
No.
Did you not? Of
course I didn't. I said I wasn't going to.
Did you not?
We've raised loads of money. It don't matter whether I did it, does it?
I think you're having me on.
No.
Have you said Dom?
No, we just didn't do it.
We paid 40 quid to get a ticket.
That's your fault.
Not my fault. Did you pay out the account?
Yeah.
So what would we do with the charity money?
Sending them to the charity that we said we would.
No,
what?
That's not how
it works. The thing here was to raise money, not to make me go down a building. So I didn't do it.
What's going to... Yeah, but don't we have to... Yeah, but I can't raise money for a...
You can't raise money for anyone. I set the GoFundMe
up. I can't raise money for... all right, I'm going to do the London Marathon next year.
Go on then.
But
no one will raise money because no one will believe you.
Why have you got your phone out? What are you going to show us?
I did it, really.
Yeah,
I did it.
What was it like?
It was absolutely horrible, obviously. I was at the top. to the top. So you have to go up this spiral staircase to the top of the Trafford Palazzo. We'll get some pictures in. Because it is actually quite high up.
Oh, it's high up, yeah.
Here's my little certificate, look.
Amazing.
There you go.
Did Lizzie go with you?
Lizzie went with me. Congratulations, Joe Smith, on completing the 170-foot abseil from the Trafford Centre Tower in aid of Francis House Children Hospice. We can put that picture in. Also, you go up the top of this. One thing to note, the Trafford Centre is just made of polystyrene. Like, all of this stuff that looks like this grand sort of, like, Roman architecture. Yeah, I know we know it's not 2,000 years old. But you go there, just dum-dum-dum. It's all just empty plastic. It's all fake.
Other people doing it?
Yeah, there was loads of other people doing it. Everyone else was in, like, groups. Come on, girlies, we're going to go down. Can we go down together? No one wants to go with a big, tall loser who's here by himself, shitting it, facing away from the world because he wants to just stare at the building so he doesn't crap his pants. So I climb up to the top. And I'm going and hooking in carabiners. I'm analysing the actual structures itself. Yeah. So I'm thinking, what can go wrong here? The rope isn't going to snap. That isn't going to happen.
No.
That's fine. That can hold me. The carabiners aren't going to snap.
No.
But I'm going one step further. I'm thinking, is the structure, the scaffolding that it's all tied to, going to just come off? Because that wasn't nailed in anywhere.
What?
It was just some scaffolding within a little hut at the top of the thing. So I'm worried about all that. Then I've got double carabiners. I'm asking this guy every single question under the sun. He's great. He's like chatting to me. And then I'm thinking, okay, cool. And then before I knew it, all of a sudden I just went, I don't think I can do this. And he went, what? And I went, I don't think I can do this. And he went, yes, you can, can I? And then you step backwards. And then I was like, can I test the weight? Can I test that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've just gone full child baby mode. Can I just test my weight? So I'm stood at the top. Like sitting into my harness, making sure. No, lovely. So once I'd done that, it wasn't too bad. But stepping over the edge, terrifying. So here you go. So here's a little video I'll show you here, Joe, of me coming over the edge as the thing. There you go.
Oh wow!
Is that playing?
That looks incredible. How long did it take you to get down?
About 30 seconds.
Oh!
So you see me stepping over the edge.
Oh shit! What was going through your mind at this point?
Oh, wow. If I start hearing that like noise as the rope's all flying through because someone's let go.
Oh, looky there!
You gotta step down. And after this bit, because it cuts out, can you see?
Yeah.
You're basically just hanging and you're just lowering yourself.
Shit.
So I wasn't like walking down the whole thing. I just walked down the first couple of steps. And then after that, your feet can't really reach the wall.
It looks fun though.
So you're fun. It was quite
did
fun.
You enjoy
by the time
you
I started going
that?
Down, it was quite fun. But I was annoyed at you for a little bit while I was up there, thinking I shouldn't be by myself here. So I think
we did think Dom was going to.
Well, I've decided I'm going to sign you two up for something for charity.
No, I'm all right. I knew nothing about it. He replied to the email as well.
We all I've got the login to the email. It wasn't a personal message.
You're the one who opened it and replied.
Right, so Ethan's already kicking off.
I'm signing
you two both up for something for
can
charity.
Can it not be running?
And I'll let you know what it is.
No, you forgot about my ethics.
What, you don't like charity?
I hate charity.
Clip it. I can't do clips. Can it not be running? Can't be asked.
I'm going to decide what it is. Because you pick something. I'm scared of heights.
Can I say
pick something?
Pick something.
Yours might be a charity.
We got offered. We got offered it.
What? I'm terrified of food.
Yeah.
Just too much food.
Well, you and Joe can do the opposite then. There you go. So thank you very much, everyone, who donated.
Let's try and get to 500 quid, please.
It's over 500.
Is it?
It's brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Fantastic. Honestly, thank you to everyone who's donated. We'll obviously close the GoFundMe page. If you're watching this on Tuesday, I'm going to close it on Wednesday. So if you want to get a last
Legends.
Couple of quid in that,
I need
so
to donate.
Support. Yes, you do need to donate.
Yeah.
You're such a tight fucker.
Right, should we get into the
right.
10 club?
Shut up, Ethan. Me and Ethan will do something.
Yeah. I'll sort it. I'm picking it.
A little bit worried now, Ethan.
Yep.
Even has to do it.
Yeah, you both have to do it.
Where did Dom go? Did Dom not go with you?
Dom didn't sign up in time. Shock horror.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely.
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 Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10. Let's get into the 9 out of 10 club. The club where we decide what the best food in the world is. And this week, Joe McGrath, your entry that we will look at, we'll taste it, and we'll decide if it's 9 out of 10 club worthy is...
Well, here's a little story for you. I had a couple of drinks last night. That was Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell more about it, but I was at a karaoke bar where you sign up and then the guy who signs up is called Ricky. He's called Ricky Oki, right? It's great. And he brings his own drum kit. So when you're singing, he plays drums next to you, live over the karaoke.
Yeah. What if it was phenomenal. And I Will Always Love You is the song?
I don't know, it has to be a banger.
Yeah, can't, no acoustic sessions allowed.
It was
no
crazy.
Simon and Garfunkel.
So then I woke up this morning a little bit hungover, and I was flicking through what I was going to order, and I was like, I can't order a Chinese at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday. That's rogue.
Yeah.
But I did see a dish that I thought, quite possibly it could make it into the 9 out of 10 club. And that dish is the Chinese seaweed.
Whoa, it's crisp, it's sweet,
seaweed.
It's salty, it's cabbage.
Is it? It's cabbage.
Did you know this? The seaweed at a Chinese restaurant is almost always cabbage. It's not actually seaweed.
Now, what are your thoughts going into seaweed, Ethan?
I love that. He can't respond to that. He can't even process what he just heard there. The idea that it could be cabbage. I said it. He was clearly stunned by it. I repeated it, and he just went, what's your thoughts on eating seaweed? His brain can't allow that to be a thing, can it, Ethan?
No.
I knew this little secret, Joe. Yeah. And I must say, anything that's salty, anything that's crispy, it's very hard to dislike.
It is. Do you know what Chinese restaurants need to do? Stop taking the piss of how much it costs. I love a little side of seaweed, but now it's approaching, this dish here is approaching the 6-7 quid mark.
Yeah.
For cabbage.
Yeah. It used to be very, very cheap. Let me see how much I paid for this. I'll look at it in a second.
It's stunning.
It's fantastic. It's really good. It's sometimes bordering on too sweet. That's almost too sweet.
That is, yeah.
But it is lovely.
Nice, isn't it, Ethan? Well, give me another
mouthful. That was £4.90.
Not bad for seaweed.
But it's not cheap either, is it?
No.
When you think it's...
What is on it?
I think it's MSG, salt, and like brown sugar, I think. I don't know everything that goes into it. There may be a bit of soy in there as well. But it's a staple. Everyone who's had a British Chinese will have probably had this at least once in their life. It's absolutely delicious. It's a great food. But is it 9 out of 10 great?
Yeah. Because it does need other bits and bobs, doesn't it, to bring it up?
It's not freestanding, is it?
I love having my rice. What's up with that?
Hold on.
And then pouring seaweed over the top and giving it a level to it that it just... Oh, my God.
But by itself, is it there?
That's a good question. That's why we're here to debate, Ethan.
Well, you know what? I haven't had seaweed in a Chinese meal order for a long time. And that's usually because of the price. You get everything you want, and then it's like, oh, well, I would like the seaweed, but if I whack that in, that brings it up to a £25 meal or something.
Yeah, it does do that.
It does.
And you want to avoid that, but I must say, when I had that, it took me back to when I was a kid. And my memories of eating Chinese food.
Yeah.
And great memories. I loved Lao's. Lao's 202 in Newcastle.
Don't know 202?
There anymore. Lao's 202.
Mad.
Big buffet.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think it's there
Chinese
anymore.
Buffet. If you get a good Chinese buffet, it might cost about 20 quid. Yeah. But it's delicious. You've got
seaweed on your shoulder somehow.
Ethan, have you dropped seaweed on my shoulder?
I might have, actually.
Ethan, is it 9 out of 10?
No. But that doesn't mean that's a bad thing sometimes. It's brilliant, but it's not, by itself, it's not a 9.
I think I agree with him. It's a very good food, but it's not 9 out of 10. It's good, but it's not great, I'm afraid. Seaweed, the thing is, like we said, for the money it costs, we're all willing to drop it from the order.
Yeah.
A true 9 out of 10, that's you're paying for it no matter what. Your crispy chili beef, I don't care that it's £13.95, I'm still buying it. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what it's kind of like? Do you know like your cauliflower cheese on a Sunday roast?
Yes.
It's like a good dish.
Yeah.
I'm sorry then. I'm sorry.
No, I don't blame you. It's a very good food. I'm glad you've tried.
I'm sorry, but the seaweed is there. Lovely.
Lovely stuff.
Go if you can do it, get it. Put it on your rice and your noodles.
Oh, also, we've got some emails from people I saw about 9 out of 10 suggestions. We've not done it for a while because we're a bit dry, but people have picked it back up again. Sorry we've not responded yet. We will, and we're open to all ideas, so we're not going to turn you down.
Send your 9 out of 10 club suggestions to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Top 3.
It is time for this fucking class feature. the top three.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Top three, right. Have we got one? What is it? Cutlery.
Go on, let's do cutlery.
Let's do cutlery. Knife, fork, spoon.
I think we're all going to agree, aren't we?
Have we got one? What is it? Cutlery.
Go on, let's do cutlery.
Let's do cutlery. Knife, fork, spoon.
I think we're all going to agree, aren't we?
If we're being honest,
the spoon is the best.
The spoon is the best.
It's incredible.
Not. Get away.
You're wrong.
Why not?
Because the fork or the spork, it can do the job of two. And what's going to happen when you need a little bit of a spear involved?
No, because the spoon can do the forking.
Yeah, it can largely do the forking. Whereas if you've got a cream of tomato soup in front of you and all you've got is a fork, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
When can the spoon fork?
Pardon? If you've got like a chicken Kiev, you can sort of stab into that and scoop it with a fork, with a spoon. But you can't eat a soup with a fork.
Or cereal. You're not sitting down with cereal and collecting all the milk with a fork, are you, Ethan?
What about a pizza that's not chopped up yet?
I could spoon that into 8 different places.
Mate, the spoon's unbelievable.
The spoon is so good.
If you sharpen... Right, I'll do it officially. Third's the knife.
Yeah, it's good, but it's only an accompaniment to another cutlery. It's not standalone.
Second is your fork.
Let's say it. Phenomenal bit of cutlery.
It's great.
The fork is unbelievable. I can't believe it's not in number one.
In at number one is the spoon.
Oh, my God.
Are we missing something?
Go on.
The chopstick.
Oh. You can. This is your list as well. Oh, my God.
Look, you do your list, Ethan.
So what is the chopstick?
Just two sticks, Joe, with a little bit of an indentation, a little bit of a chopping motion like you're doing there. It's all in the fingers. And if you don't have that finger skill, you're fucked. You're going to starve because you can't pick anything up, which is the position I'm in.
So you can't use them. So are we saying number three knife, number two fork, number one spoon?
Yeah.
The spoon is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
A perfect bit of invention. Perfect. It's a 10 out of 10.
No one can argue with that.
No.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing. I've got nothing up my sleeves anymore.
Exactly. Send your email, send your agony bants in as well to stopajoepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, Joe.
See you later, everyone.
Sorry, such a tumultuous holiday, Ethan. Bye.
Oh, that's all right.
Wave
we'll
Ethan.
See you later. Toronto.
Donate.
Oh, yeah, donate.